Whoa, that's a harsh sound, isn't it? And with good reason. It's a personal attack alarm. Have you ever used one? Have you ever considered carrying one? Christmas revellers in Surrey are being asked to consider carrying a personal attack alarm. Surrey police want people to keep safe whilst out partying during the festive season and making their way home. And we can speak to James Norbury, who's the neighbourhood inspector at Surrey Heath, about all this. Hi there, Mr. Norbury.
Good morning. And firstly, I'd like to say that I probably will mention this to my own parents, Nick. So
being on BBC Surrey Breakfast.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Bless you. Bless you, sir. I appreciate the sincerity with which you said that. Now, this came as a whole raft of advice that you were giving out to people in the Christmas season, but this struck us as potentially interesting. Why would you say that people should consider, at the very least, carrying a personal alarm?
Well, whatever the religious beliefs of people this time of year, it's a time of year when people see family, see friends that they haven't seen for a long time and go out and enjoy themselves. And we've got some excellent venues in Surrey, and particularly in the west of Surrey, where people can do that. And what Surrey Police do not want people to do is to stop that. We want people to enjoy themselves this Christmas. We want people to go out and have a really good time. What we're also saying is, in order to do that, we want people to stay safe, and part of staying safe is taking some responsible steps, and we are encouraging people to take those responsible steps. One of those things is to plan your own transport home. Yes, we accept and acknowledge and to a degree encourage people to go out and enjoy themselves and drink alcohol. What we want to do is say, well, actually, drink responsibly. Drink with people you know. Make sure you're not putting yourselves at risk by leaving your drinks unattended. And make sure you plan your journey home. Make sure you stay with your friends and don't put yourselves in a position where you might, in fact, lose your friends during the evening and leave yourself on your own and vulnerable.
And this is all perfectly sensible advice, but with specific regard to the personal attack alarm, why did you feel the need to ask people to consider one of those?
Well, if you look, it's just part of a raft of suggestions that people could use to stay safe. Yes, the personal attack alarm is one of them. Carry your mobile phone. Make sure it's concealed and not on show to encourage people to actually see that you've got things that you can take, but actually have it with you. Make sure you've got that communication. And if you can't keep yourself in a position where you stay with your friends and stay in well-lit environments, which is obviously the preference, then any device that can actually help stall a potential attacker is going to help, which is why personal attack alarms are there.
How concerned should people be about being attacked?
Well, not at all. We're still in a relatively safe place. Camberley in particular is a
you see what I'm saying, Mr. Norbury? But when you say not at all, but you're also suggesting people should consider carrying a personal attack alarm, that's the interesting thing. We're trying to work out exactly how much at risk people could be.
People are... what we're trying to tell people to do here is minimise the risk, reduce the risk, take sensible steps, and that's what this is about. These are preventative measures. This is not about scaremongering. You are still in a very safe part of the world. We are trying to say to people, reduce your vulnerability and stay safe this Christmas.
When should you actually use an attack alarm? Because I've never been in a situation where myself or any of my party have done so. When do these things actually get deployed?
Incredibly rarely. It's more about actually feeling safe. It's about having an opportunity, an option, should the worst case scenario happen. I think that the personal attack alarm, as I say, is one of a raft of measures to try and stay safe. It's more important, as I say, to plan your journey and stay with your friends and make sure that you know where you are and where you're going throughout the evening.
Just out of interest, do you know how much these things cost and what they actually look like? 'Cause they're quite small, aren't they? They fit on a key ring.
They vary, actually. They vary both in size and in audibility. So you can actually get them to fit whether you want to get them into a small bag or into a pocket. In terms of cost, they're actually relatively cheap, and you can get these through your local crime reduction advisor.
Ah, there we go. There's a tip-off. Dial 101 and find out where your crime reduction advisor is. Thank you very much indeed for coming on this morning.
No problem at all.
That's James Norbury, neighbourhood inspector at Surrey Heath.